and they eliminated her job, and he embezzled over $2 million in our small town in 1 year. So they brought her back at $75 a month, and she straightened out the books, and everything got rolling again. So I'm here in her honor. That was my mother, city treasurer of White Bear Lake. So we're your watch people. You set up city charter codes. You set up different agencies to oversee your responsibilities so that there is double checkmate for the public to be protected while they're working sometimes 60 hours a week just to keep servicing the city with taxes and fees. And the least you could do today is honor the letter of the law that has been created by the city and withhold this certification. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. You can return to your seats. Commissioner?
Mayor Adams, I just want to maybe engage the city attorney for a moment because I just want to make sure I understand how this comes to us. Thank you, ladies, for your testimony. The matter before us is a ordinance to certify the election results. And in effect, we're being asked to take the abstract of votes cast furnished to us by Multnomah County Director of Elections and just adopt it. So that's a ministerial function, and we're just simply accepting that report that demonstrates that Charlie Hales received the most votes of the candidates for mayor, and Commissioner Fritz received the most votes for the other position, and then has other vote tallies. So my understanding is that if someone raises a question about whether a candidate has the legal authority to run for that office, that question gets decided by either the Secretary of State or by Multnomah County Elections, not by the City Council. And I ask for your guidance.
So can I object to this as a leading question? First off, for clarification, you referred to this as an ordinance. It's not.
It's a report.
It's a report from the auditor's office, and it's a transmittal of the certification provided to the city elections officer by the county elections office. So the process that is being followed here is that the council is acknowledging the outcome of this, and it's entered into the city's official records as to what the election outcome was. This is merely a tally of the votes, and the determination as to the qualifications for office are, as you identified, made either by, well, the charter has a provision addressing it, and then as to whether or not person is properly a registered voter. There are other elected offices that have that responsibility. I would also note that the city charter provision, which I've got up here, identifies that if an officer is elected without qualification, then the office shall immediately become vacant. So the structure of that language identifies that takes place even though somebody may have been voted in. If there's later subsequent determination that they were not a registered voter at the time, then they are immediately disqualified, and it does not identify any role for the council in that process.
So just so I'm clear, today we're being asked to do a ministerial act, which is to accept a report that has the vote tally, and we've not heard any testimony that the vote tally before us is defective. Now, the related question that the folks have raised in their testimony is they're not convinced Mr. Hales was qualified to run for mayor. And that question has been put, I think, to the Secretary of State and Multnomah County Elections. Ultimately, we're bound by whatever ruling they make on that, but nothing we're doing today precludes them from pursuing those claims, correct?
Correct.
I have a further question. Is it appropriate for me to vote on it, considering I'm in it?
In terms of the acceptance of the certification, yes, there's no problems with you voting on it.
So to be clear, if the charter has provisions in terms of residence, are you saying that the county enforces that provision?
The provision relates to being a registered voter as well as residency. And so it's the registered voter aspect of it
that goes back to the county and the Secretary of State. And I thought the Secretary of State had ruled on the complaint.
I would have to defer to you on that. I'm not familiar with.
Well, it seems to me there was a ruling, but it could also be appealed or it could be challenged.
It looks like you want to say something, so if you could come up. You have to sit at, you have to tell us who you are.
Sure.
And then you speak into that microphone, please.
Sure. I'm the city elections officer, Deborah Scroggin, mayor.
What was your name again?
Deborah Scroggin.
Great.
We did receive a complaint back in April regarding Commissioner or Mayor-elect Hale's residency and voter registration, and it was investigated by the elections officer then and determined by the county elections division that he was a registered voter at the time he filed.
Okay.
That's what
we've
done.
And is there another avenue with the Secretary of State?
I'm not, not aware if there is.
That had happened and been resolved.
But it's not with us.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Unless there is anyone else.
By the way, just so you're there, we'll ask you this question.
Sure.
By us accepting this report, that does not impact the right of any citizen to collaterally challenge Mr. Hale's qualifications, correct?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Not that I'm aware of.
Thank you.
All right. Unless there's additional discussion, anyone else that wishes to testify, you can only testify once unless counsel asks you a question. Carla, would you? It's a report, right?
Yes.
So move acceptance.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion?
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, clearly, others will investigate the concerns raised, and I do appreciate the citizens staying all morning. I will take advantage of this opportunity to thank the 140,443 people who voted for me, and I'm very happy that I won by 46,046 votes. Very much looking forward to continuing to serve this people of Portland. Aye.
Fish.
Congratulations to Charlie Hales and Amanda Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. So approved. We're in recess, and we're going to start at 2:10.
All right.
Taking executive prerogative. 2:10.
Getting mine loaded right now, but I'll
have it. Oh, okay.
Is it the economic impact of?
You can just close that one.
Okay, that one's done.
Yeah.
Don't delete anything.
Yeah.
Delete anything. All right.
All right. Try to keep the desktop clean.
Should I move mine on to the transfers?
No, it's there.
It's okay.
This is it, right? Is
no, I'm closed loop. I just came over to make sure I had
sorry.
My show.
Sorry.
No, it's allowed. So I have mine now.
Yeah. Someone in that transfer file. And we're great. That's where I get my coffee.
Oh, that all makes
yep.
sense then.
Thank
okay.
you. I forgot we have two items today. We'll get yours open in just a bit here.
Sure. When is that on at 3?
3.
Okay. Okay.
So just go ahead and minimize that then.
Perfect.
Well, you need to work here.
I know. I need to keep myself, my app is open.
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Mark. Do you know when Mr. Bezos is sworn? Is it a thing that does it? Is
that right? It was out there. Well, I was out there. Actually, there was five people who were on. I don't really care where I am.
Okay.
It's not a huge.
I don't know.
I don't want to get near me.
I'm just curious.
Well, that's not yours. I'll sit around the end because I got it.